Here we are in lesson 66 now as we continue our look at argument number 6, the human soul, and we're taking a look at my physical heart, my body's hardest working machine. Proverbs 14:30 says, a sound heart is life to the body. So let's click on the screen and kind of walk through your heart. First, it's compact and lightweight. Your heart is the size of a human fist. It weighs only about a pound. Each day, your heart is beating 100,000 times. It will beat 2.5 million times in your life. And each day, it's pumping about 1,500 gallons of blood, 12,000 miles, in about 1,500 miles of arteries, veins, and capillaries. It will pump 1 million barrels of blood in my lifetime. That's enough to fill 3 super tankers without ever requiring a replacement part. It's a high-efficient mechanical pump that can adjust to whatever loading I impose on it. The mass-power ratio is 300 kilograms per kilowatt of power, and our largest ship's engine is about 60 kilograms per kilowatt power. And with all that, it operates on autopilot. It's an autorhythmic function. Nobody knows what causes and auto-regulates my heartbeat. The human heart is incredible. That is supposed to have come by an unguided process. We have attached video from Dr. Kathy Magliotto, where she explains as a surgeon in her video holding the human heart and what it means to her. Let's go ahead to slide number 2. Now here, we're transitioning then from the physical heart, which is an amazing machine, to your spiritual heart. This is where God performs his best work. I have a question for you. When I stand before God, what's he going to hold me the most accountable for? If you click on the screen and just walk through this, here's what the Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. But how does God know the real me? Look at 1 Samuel 16:7. The Lord does not see as man sees, for man sees, looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So, if I'm accountable for my heart condition, is there anything I can do to fix it? Well, look at the bad news. Jeremiah 17:9. Your heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can understand it? Well, then the question is, well, why is my heart so messed up? God responds in Isaiah that all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone each to his own way. We all decide we're going to do our own thing. We don't listen to God. Well, how do I fix that condition? God says you can't. But here's what he offers. My son, give me your heart and let your eyes observe my ways. You know what he wants to do? He wants to fix you. We're talking about the internal spiritual heart in a person. Look what Philippians 4:7 says. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. So how is your heart now to be guarded? First, we begin in the opening question of, when I stand before God, what does he hold most accountable? That says, guard your heart, as if you're responsible for that. But that's not what he's saying. He's saying, give your heart to me and I'll guard it for you. The peace that you have in a relationship with God comes by allowing Jesus Christ to be the one that you turn to and trust in to ultimately guard your heart and your mind. This is lesson 66.